You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Citadel Gin and East Imperial Superior Beverages. Did I say it wrong? Citadel? Citadel.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Paddy. How are you?
Good, man.
I know we just said that before.
Have you ever been chanted into a room?
onto a microphone? No, I don't think so.
Hey,
not in a studio.
Seven at Seafarers are part of the Gin Jubilee, which is happening at the moment. You're the designated...
I am. I got given expert. This assignment.
Yeah, did you get a cape or any sort of superhero?
No, just a bottle of gin.
He's more of a Batman superhero. More of like just a little bit super crazy, but he's got some cool attributes. And he knows karate at all.
Yeah.
Batman know karate? Oh, I am sure he does actually.
You want to avenge your parents a little bit, kind of
thing. Mix martial arts, but make cocktails on the side.
Batman is weird, eh? Let's get that out there.
Okay, so you've got some Citadel gin, which we've been cruising for the last couple of months here at BFM, and
that's a good looking bottle. I can see that in future years being turned into quite a cool thing, like light shade or something. Huh?
Yeah,
are you feeling that at all? It's like a lovely what kind of blue is that? Like a sapphire
aqua.
Blue, like a light sapphire.
It's a lot nicer than the Bombay Sapphire blue.
Agreed.
Now, so as part of Gin Jubilee, everyone's sort of doing their twist on a gin and tonic.
Yeah, gin tonic. So design your ultimate gin tonic, basically.
Now, what's inspired you?
Well, I love tea. Everyone loves tea.
Wait, there's some fruit in the glass. Sorry to butt in there. I'm just going to...
What is this?
This is dehydrated lemon.
Wow.
Give it a sniff.
It just goes... How dark does the actual fruit chunks go? They go so dark, don't they?
Yeah, they get...
Ladies
about
and gentlemen,
9 hours.
Like, let me just give you... This is like... It's crispy. These are crispy.
Eat one, they're yum.
Like that is...
Can you eat it?
Yeah, you can eat it.
Will it be tart?
Yes.
You go first.
Delicious.
John's the canary in the cave on this one.
I'll eat one as well.
Oh, get closer to the microphone, John. This is one time you can talk on the microphone. Don't be obvious about it, though, like with the mouth open. Sticky.
Put that in your lunchbox.
Oh, it's mint.
I've never had... Is it dehydrated lemon?
Dehydrated, yeah.
Is that it? Man, I tell you what, they're fantastic. That's a thing now.
I just got the tang.
That is a thing in my life now, by the way. Wow.
You can take these ones home.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, so there's some dehydrated
the record
lemon.
Show, though, they were given to me.
Give them to Big Hungry.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
Wow, they're great.
Okay, so
you've got a bit of dehydrated lemon in there.
Does anybody want any dehydrated lemon? It's really nice.
So you've put...
Shouting at the office with it.
How much Citadel gin have you put into the bottle?
45 mils of Citadel gin, shot and a half.
You're using a tall glass.
Correct. I am, Con's glass.
So you've got the Citadel gin in, you've chucked in a dehydrated lemon. What's next?
And now I put in 30 mils of this tea concentrate.
How do you make tea concentrate?
So just like you would make any tea, but you just add in more tea but the same brewing time.
Okay.
So it doesn't get too bitter, you don't get too many tannins.
I don't think I'm ever going to have hydrated lemon again, ladies and gentlemen.
And I've mixed this one is a green tea and a limoncello tea.
Mm.
So it's a spiced tea, herbal.
Mm.
It's got some cinnamon.
Sorry, the lemon.
Citrus peel and lemongrass. Goes
well
with
the lemon. I really liked it. Wow.
It's too,
people
it's good.
People
but
are different,
it's
aren't they, John?
Kind of like making my eyes go all squinty. Okay. So you've got some tea, your concentrated tea, and
yes.
So you're going to add it?
I've just added that, so okay. That's 30 mils of that in there.
Okay.
Now we're going to add a little bit of fresh lemon juice, just 5 mils.
What sort of lemon juice? Just fresh?
Just fresh.
Fresh
I squeezed this before I came.
So we're kind of rehydrating today. The dried lemon with its own self.
This is
drink inception.
Is that you said inception? Yes. Okay.
I'm right there, mate. Right
now
there.
We're putting in some five spice bitters.
Great bottle.
What sort of five spice bitters is this? That was just a couple of drops as well.
That is that's country
not
and western.
Too much.
Can I have a sniff? Yeah.
That is a man bottle.
That's the medicine right there, boys.
It's like a
cinnamon.
It's a stout.
Styrene.
It's a stout little blue bottle.
Citron pepper.
With a gentleman with a lot of facial hair on it.
straight out of Midwest.
It smells like kind of what I expected it to smell like.
Okay, what's after the couple of drops of Five Spice?
No, we'll ice it up.
So this is actually getting mixed in the glass.
There's a word for that.
Is it a stirred cocktail?
It's a stirred cocktail.
Is it built as well?
Now, do you guys have a an ice machine at Seven at Seafarers?
Yes, we have an ice machine.
In-house.
Lucky enough.
Do you know what model? Strange obsession with ice machines.
It's a Japanese model.
It's a Japanese model. Because yes. Look at that ice. That's unusually... It's an large, unusual size. It's bigger than normal.
If you could call ice rustic, that would be it.
Okay. We've got some nice rustic ice from a...
Japanese ice machine. Now we will top this up with some East Imperial Yuzu tonic.
Okay.
Yuzu originally came to Southeast Asia, but they use it more in Northern Asia and Japan mostly.
Okay.
This was perfect amount of liquid in here as well, because the bottle is
filling up. You knew what you were doing,
cross between a...
I love it, no wastage.
Mandarin and a lemon.
I can actually see that Paddy. I can understand now why he has been selected to represent Seven at Seafarers for this competition.
I'll be honest, Paddy, you came in and you didn't have a collared shirt on, and I thought that he can't make a drink to save his life. But I was proved wrong.
He realizes this is a radio station, not TV.
He's obviously smarter than I am. And we're going to drink his delicious drink now, John. So
give that a stir. So the perfect gin tonic. I didn't want to make it too complicated, because I kind of think the gin tonic, you should be able to make it at home, right?
Agreed.
The only really intense ingredient I have in here will be the next one we're going to sprinkle on top, and it's the freeze-dried yuzu.
I love anything
yuzu
sprinkled on top. I love it.
Can you just tell me what the heck yuzu is? Is it some sort of fruit?
Is it umami?
Yeah, it's citrus fruit.
Oh, no, not.
It's not umami. It's a cross between a mandarin and a lemon, basically.
Okay.
That's what you describe as. Pretty ugly. You don't actually get much juice out of it.
Sort of a fruit meal. Okay.
How does one come by freeze-dried yuzu?
Fresh as...
None of your beeswax.
No, that's a plug.
None of your beeswax. Where do you get the yuzu from?
And then... I ordered it from the supplier.
He knows a guy.
I know a guy. And then there you have it.
Look at that.
There you goes.
Far out.
I feel summery already. Not a lot of aroma.
Oh, it's good. It's got some body.
I don't want it to be too sweet, so you get the bitterness with the...
Yeah, it's right down the middle of the road, I reckon.
The tea.
With the
and then obviously the tonic's a little bit sweeter. But I think they play off to each other quite well.
I feel like John's shaping up to say something very poignant. Whenever you have a gin, you feel like you should just say some wise shit.
The thing is...
Right, well, I guess the blood...
We have a lot of cocktails in here which either go one way or the other. That go, like, sweet or dry.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of sits... somewhere in the middle. Like, I can't tell if it's dry or if it's sweet. You know, like, you get that real, like, with a sweet one, sometimes you get that, like, texture on your tongue. I'm not getting any of that, but I'm not really getting any sharpness from the gin.
Balance. Yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Thank you.
I'm interested to see what happens to this petrified lemon wedge at the bottom of the drink by the time I get down there and see exactly where it's at.
It would have taken on some flavour.
Yeah, it'd be quite grunty by then, eh?
I love getting a drink in a nice tall glass, especially like this.
Money's worth. A money's worth perspective,
nice
John.
Nice and tall. Some great looking ice.
Yeah, the right amount of ice is key.
I think, like, the winner, what you've done to the lemons by taking the moisture out of them is just blowing my mind. I've never seen a like that before. It's great.
New experiences.
It's fantastic.
Nicely balanced, and I think the tea really complements the gin.
Couple of special ingredients.
For me, that's probably the one thing at home that I would struggle with the most. So just maybe once more, how I go about making
the tea. So you could do it at home, basically, if you're making a cup of tea.
Lipton.
You do it the same way. Just add maybe one or two extra tea bags.
Yeah.
And then wait for it to cool. And then you could add it to your drink straight like that. Your gin tonic. You can choose whatever tea you like.
very,
make
very
a blend
achievable. Delicious.
Thank you.
So if people want to know more about Seven and Seafarers and your participation in the Gin Jubilee, what do they need to do?
You can follow us on Instagram at Seven and Seafarers, or just Citadel Instagram, and there is a Gin Jubilee Instagram as well. And we all,
so you vote by going into the venue, taking a picture of the drink, and then you vote for a 7 minute Seafarer's drink if you want to.
Sweet. Hey, Kit.
Is this on the voting thing?
Yes.
Oh, Kit, wow. From cool. Neat Spirits.
It's good. It's a good one.
The man behind all of these wonderful spirits. Hey, so there's a massive party on Saturday night.
Yeah, so at the laneway between where Golden Dawn was and where Miss Moonshine's is, there's going to be a Gin Lane festival where all of these gin and tonics will be presented for consumers to go to. They can buy tickets on the day, and then these tokens go to buy from the stands. So come down on between 5 and 11 on Saturday and try out some gin and tonics.
Okay, nice. Gins. Get amongst. Delicious. Hey, well, thank you very much, Patty.
Thank you,
Citadel Gin.
Hungry. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you,
nice
Seven Seafarers. Everyone out there, get involved, get amongst. Head along to the Gin Jubilee on Saturday night.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Citadel Gin and East Imperial Superior Beverages.